The Final Furlong podcast is brought to you in association with attheraces.com, the ultimate resource for racing fans.
Welcome on to the Final Furlong podcast. It is our last podcast of 2017. We have been stuffing ourselves with turkey, mince pies, Christmas cake, plum pudding.
I don't know what plum pudding is.
You don't know what plum pudding is?
It's a pudding made of plums.
I also don't like sizing John.
Kate Harrington is never going to speak to you again anyway.
So, by this stage, Sizing John's almost certainly bolted up in the Leopardstown Christmas chase.
Ooh, I wonder has he?
Which will make it even more. Of course he has.
I wonder has he won? Because we're recording this before the Leopardstown.
Of course he has.
Gold Cup.
York Hill will have just done something absolutely crazy.
York
beaten.
Hill's had a meltdown.
I've agreed to a €100 charity donation to the Irish and Jockeys Fund if York Hill isn't in the first two. And one of our listeners is going to donate £100 if he is in the first two.
We'll talk about it more now in the preview podcast, yeah. But I've envisaged what's
going to
happen.
Well, in that case, you'll have heard it already, yeah. Because you'll have heard our thoughts with Nick Luckin.
Yeah, you'll know my thoughts, but I have a theory.
Let's get on with this edition of the Vanessa and Emmett Are Complete Dum-Dums podcast as we find out the answers to the impossible quiz that Kevin Blake set us.
Stop. So easy.
For 2017. You mean individual.
I set out specifically to make this one more doable than last year.
Mean person. The only thing I will say, and I want to say this without sounding like a big time Charlie, and I hope that you take this well, listeners. Kevin arrived at my house where we're recording the podcast. First of all, he had beautiful, very fancy chocolates from my mother. Who was delighted with that. It's Mam's first time meeting Kevin. Obviously, she's listened to him on the podcast for years. But normally, I'd meet Kevin at the races or at Kevin's house or in the studio. And his present for me, bottle of champagne. My present for Kevin and Dee, bottle of champagne. So we're just like living on the gravy train. I will say this. You're a generous, nice man, but you're a mean, mean individual when it comes to these quiz questions. So come on, let's find out what idiots and dum-dums we are.
Okay, let's make a complete... Let's just set Vanessa off here. Vanessa's going to erupt when she hears this answer.
All right. Yes, she is. And Vanessa is wrong because she declared her answer already.
So number one... Go on.
Yeah. No, I don't want to be here for this anymore. It's just embarrassing.
Well, you're in it with me, Vanessa, and both of us have done horribly wrong.
Well, this doesn't start well for you, Vanessa. So number one was Lizzie Kelly recently became the first woman to ride a grade one, to win a grade one race over jumps, but on what horse?
T42.
Not T43, as Vanessa said.
Oh, you know what I meant.
No.
We have to accept your first answer, caller.
Totally different horse.
No, guys, give me a point.
Totally different horse.
We have to accept your first answer.
You could have said T17. It wouldn't have been right either.
Rebecca Curtis would have said T for two. I mean, she trained T3. She would have known the answer.
Where is your heart at Christmas?
Technically speaking, we're Christmas is done. We're preparing for New Year's now.
I don't have a heart.
I have a heart, Vanessa. I would have given you the point, but it's not my decision. He says, having said to not give you a point.
Okay, moving on. Number two.
I've got this right.
Which Irish racecourse is a palindrome, Vanessa?
I don't know what a palindrome is.
I told you what it is.
Navan.
There
I know,
you go.
But it was too difficult to work that out and work out the Irish track.
Yes, I'm two for two.
Navan, spelled the same way forwards and backwards. Navan.
Right. Okay. Here's where I come into my own.
Name the two-year-old filly that recently won the Queen Mary Stakes at Royal Ascot prior to finishing second in the Nunthorpe Stakes later that season. Vanessa?
Acapulco?
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, Kennedy got it wrong, did he?
Wait a second.
Kennedy got it wrong.
Wait a second. Ask that question again.
Name the two-year-old filly that recently won the Queen Mary Stakes at Royal Ascot prior to finishing second in the Nunthorpe Stakes later that season.
Look what I wrote.
Lady Aurelia, was it? What's that?
This year's winner, Heartbreak.
You idiot.
Absolute spanner.
What?
How did I get that wrong? You didn't say this year. You
I
said
clearly
recently.
Did. Yeah, recently, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's such an idiot.
Stop. Right.
Chalk one up for Vanessa.
Number four. Name the sire of Galileo Gold.
Vanessa.
Paco Boy.
Yeah. Bodhi got that.
Come on, Paco Boy.
To be fair, it would have been deeply embarrassing. We've taken the piss so much with that particular run.
It would have been, actually, yeah. And I had a blank spot for a minute, and then it came to me.
I could see people getting blank spots. They'll obviously know he's not by Galileo.
Yeah.
But they might miss. They might have forgotten.
Is it true that Coolmore have signed Galileo Gold for the new season?
He's coming to Ireland. He's standing at Yeomanstownstad.
Is he?
I think. Yeah. Yeah. Yeomanstownstad. Yeah. For his stallion career. Yeah, we'll see how he goes.
Another great one for Galileo.
So tough, these sons of Galileo.
This next one.
Oh, I've guessed this. I'm wrong. I'm definitely wrong.
Name Willie McCreary's sole Group 1 winner to date. It was on Irish Champions Weekend, the inaugural Irish Champions Weekend. Billy Lee rode her. It was...
Lana.
There you go, Vanessa. Bang, bang. Faisalana.
Yes. Nah.
Ah, Vanessa.
Not even close. Look at that, but...
Yeah.
Not even close.
Guys, I'm not being funny, but I have got the last three questions right.
Bang, bang.
Actually, sorry. What does that mean? So I've got... Hang on. One, two... So I've got three. How many have you got, Vanessa?
Vanessa's on three.
Yay, we're three all.
I'm three.
Okay. All right, I'll take that.
Yeah, three. T for three. Pity you wasn't T for two.
Okay, I have got this one right. I've got number six right.
Okay, can you name the three ancient Grand National winners to carry the colours of Trevor Hemmings? Vanessa?
Headhunter.
Yes.
Many Clouds.
Yes.
Alla Briggs.
Yes, there we go. Yes. Good answer.
And there you go.
Yeah, Emmett has those as well.
Alla Briggs was the one I couldn't get, and then it suddenly just, boom, popped into the head.
Donald McCain and Jason Maguire, from memory.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Number seven.
Who then? Turned on him.
Oh, drama.
Oh, it was like a dynasty plot. Right. Why did I go with dynasty? Where did that come from?
No idea. Don't even know what dynasty is.
Oh, you know what dynasty
is. It's very
is.
Good.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the original one, though.
Okay.
Go on.
Anyway, number
go on.
Seven. Name AP McCauley's last winner at the Cheltenham Festival.
Oops, I think Alexandra.
There we go. Did you have it, Vanessa?
Yep. Dad made a film about it.
Ah. That's right. Well, to be fair, seeing as Mr. Ryle... had recorded that brilliant Being AP documentary. If you didn't get that right, Vanessa, that would have been pretty bad.
So Vanessa and Emmett going toe for toe here, blow for blow.
Yeah, we're level. We're level, Vanessa.
Jesus.
I'm flying.
Yeah, less of the innuendo there from you. Come on now.
Number eight. Ooh, Vanessa, I fancy you to get this now, and Emmett maybe not.
I've got it.
Name the sire of Red Galileo.
Oh my God, Emmett. I'm so confident I've got it, and now I don't think I have.
All right, Vanessa, you go. You're the host of the Bloodsuck Show.
Go,
no,
Emmett.
Vanessa's host of the Bloodsuck Show.
You go, Vanessa. I think she's got it right. I don't think you've got it right. What's yours?
Go on, Vanessa.
I'll go. Dubawi.
Yes!
Damn it! I thought it was a trick question, said Galileo. Why are they calling these horses... are they doing this?
No,
do they think people are going to be suckered into bringing their horses to studs? Think, oh yeah, this is great value. I'm going to get a Galileo.
Don't be bitter now, Emma. Don't be bitter.
Stupid. Stupid name.
Vanessa hits the front. Okay, number nine. Michelle Payne was the first woman to ride the winner of the Melbourne Cup. What was the name of the horse she rode?
I've got it.
Emmett.
The horse who beat Max Dynamite.
Whose name is?
Oh, that's it. The horse who beat Max Dynamite.
Vanessa.
All I've written down is Penzance, Prince of? Question mark.
So your answer is Prince of Penzance.
That's right.
Correct.
Isn't it?
Correct.
Oh,
yes!
Vanessa,
yes!
Surging ahead.
Yes, and I've got the next one.
Oh, and I think Emma was struggling with the next one.
I didn't write anything down.
Oh no. Number 10. Name the first woman, a woman, Kennedy, to train the winner of the St. Ledger at Doncaster, Vanessa.
Laura Mongan.
Yes. Oh, Vanessa's got a three-shot lead. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Scenes. She's won.
Scenes.
Because it only gets worse from here.
Scenes. Okay.
This is the best day ever.
Do you remember last year, Vanessa, when I was miles clear of you and you were feeling really low? Now I know how it feels.
You're last year's man, Kennedy. Oh, last year when I won the Stable Stars. Last year when I was doing well in the quiz. You're gone at the game, Kennedy. Gone at the game.
I peaked too soon.
You're over the hill.
I peaked too soon.
Okay, moving on to the medium questions. Number 11.
I'm the one cool cat of horse racing.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm the one cool cat of quiz questions. A precocious juvenile who just flopped completely.
Gone at the
in
game.
His classic year.
More of an Air Force Blue, I'd say.
Yeah, Air Force Blue. Yeah, actually, Air Force Blue is better than one cool cat. I'll take that. Go
what?
On.
He wasn't a three.
No, that's true. He completely bombed a three. Go on,
okay,
go on.
Number 11. Name Willie Mullins' first winner at the Cheltenham Festival as a trainer. Any confidence here?
I can't think of it.
Vanessa?
Was it the Supreme Novice of Sirdley?
It was.
Can I get half a point for that, please?
No.
Yeah, half a point for that.
She was called Tourist Attraction.
Ah, damn it.
And the kind of the add-on Well, she was subsequently the dam of Pete the Feet, who you might remember winning a good veteran chase there relatively recently.
Half a point, so.
Yeah.
No half points.
Come on, we did half points last year.
Yeah, but I've decided to get rid of that. No, I made the quiz easier and the half points
Producer
are gone.
D, are we allowed to have half points? She says yes.
She's not here, and the answer is no.
She's nodding along in the background saying yes. Half a point.
Desperation, though.
Okay, come on.
Number 12. Coney Gree won the Cheltenham Gold Cup while still a novice in 2015. Named the last novice to win the race prior to that.
I don't know, but I do know that at the time, the fashion was to wear an onion on your belt.
Vanessa?
Absolutely no idea.
Captain Christie.
Come on, Captain Christie. Well done to you, but I didn't have a clue.
I thought you might have got that one, because every time a novice was being... has you know, prior to Coney Gree, every time a novice was talked of as going for the Gold Cup, they'll always say, oh, hasn't been done since Captain Christie.
Yeah, B for Salmon's days.
Okay, so no go there. Number 13, I'd be disappointed if you didn't get this. Named the last jockey to ride every winner on a Grade 1 National Hunt card in Ireland. Did you have a go, Vanessa?
No.
Emmett?
Ruby Walsh?
No.
He's never done that, has he?
This was something of a trick question, but it wasn't really. The answer is
Townend?
The answer is Andrew Lee.
Oh, I remember
who used to ride for Jessica Harrington, a son of Eamon Lee, who's still involved with Jessica Harrington. So what happened was, it was Hatton's Grace Day at Fairy House.
It got cancelled halfway through.
About 12 years ago, and he rode, I think, the first three winners on the card, and then it got winded off.
Yeah.
There was high winds.
Oh, I should have got that.
He won the Royal Bond on a horse called Royal Paradise, and it was winded off. So technically, he went through the card.
Dang it. All right. Okay, move on. I've got this next one.
Okay.
I've got next one.
Vanessa.
Okay. I get to answer first.
Name the most recent winner of the champion hurdle to stand that stud.
Alderbrook.
Vanessa?
Alderbrook.
There we go. Bang, bang.
Yes.
Bang, bang. Vanessa's 2.5-point lead is maintained.
And it's, so we are getting half points. Excellent. And Vanessa's got the next one. I am getting half a point, though, for my answer. Go.
Well, we'll see. What horse became Frankel's first Group 1 winner as a sire?
Japanese horse.
Vanessa?
Soul Stirring.
Yes. Yeah, one full point for Vanessa. That does not give you a half a point, I'm afraid, Kennedy.
It has to. Because I said half a point. I said that Japanese horse.
Yes, doesn't count.
Of course it does.
If you said, oh, that brown horse, would that get you a half point as well? Of course it would.
I knew it was a horse trained in Japan.
Get back in your box, Kennedy. No half point.
It was a horse trained in Japan.
No half point for that.
All right, I'm definitely getting a half point for the next one.
That is not half an answer. Jim Cullity won the Cheltenham Gold Cup with Lord Windermere in 2014. His only other runner at the meeting that year also won. Name him.
Robbie McNamara rode him. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And his name was Spring Heeled.
Oh,
no one gets a half point for that, I'm afraid. I don't think that's good
enough.
Are
you being serious?
Half a point for Robbie Mack.
No, the random details about the answer doesn't count.
Okay, come on.
No, no one gets a half point for that.
17.
Rule the World won the Grand National as a novice. Named the most recent novice chaser before him to win the race. Neither of you would have got this, I assume.
No.
His name was Mr. Watt in 1958.
I mean, honestly, really, no one cares anymore.
That was a news story at the time, but yeah.
Yeah, in 1958, guess what? Vanessa and I weren't going down the old shops to go get the little paper boy going, paper's here, Mr. Watt wins the Grand National. Mr. Watt, Grand National winner, first novice to do it.
But that's the answer. That could have been in the hard ones. We won't knock you for that.
Goodness sakes. Like, it's not like Vanessa and I are guests in Peaky Blinders. What are you talking about, man?
Okay. 18. Which British trainer sent out a record 12 winners in one day in 1982?
Michael Dickinson.
Vanessa?
Martin Pipe.
Kennedy's got one back.
What?
It's Michael Dickinson.
What a guess!
It's Michael Dickinson.
What a guess, baby.
We're down to a 1.5 gap.
Woohoo!
Vanessa's wobbling in front. She's wobbling.
Vanessa, you're like York Hill against...
Well, guys, this is it. For me, for 19 to 30, all I have is question marks.
Oh, this is going to be a desperate final furlong.
So do I.
A desperate final furlong.
You're like York Hill in the Fairy House Gold Cup. Let's see how it goes.
But you're gonna take a guess and I'm not. So this is...
Here we go.
So we're going into basically the last round of the championship fight.
Yeah.
Vanessa's up on points, but you're both absolutely punch drunk, exhausted. You can barely throw a punch, but it might only take one to land. One and a half, actually, in this case.
Maybe.
To get Kennedy back on terms.
Come on.
Oh, Lord.
Let's go. It's on.
19. Nick Davis's question. What was the last horse to make his race course debut in the Derby?
I should know, but I don't.
Did you have a go, Vanessa?
No.
Noddy's Way, 2006.
To be fair, I wouldn't have thought of the name, but I remember the story.
Okay, right. So we're still 1.5 is the margin here.
Number 20.
Number 20 from Bet Catalyst on Twitter. Which winner of the Irish Champion Stakes wrapped up his racing career by finishing down the field in a handicap hurdle at Wincanton at the ripe old age of 12?
It's a great question, but I don't have a clue.
Any idea, Vanessa?
No idea.
My pronunciation is going to be Cezanne. This was a Sheikh Mo horse back in the early 90s.
Never heard of
him. Why didn't they send it to stud then?
Yeah. I don't know. It was a funny one. I'm not aware of the story. He went down to Dubai and ran in that Al-Sheba for a while. He may have been infertile. I honestly don't recall the story.
You can run in the Irish Champion Stakes as a gelding.
So he won it. I think he won it. Let's check this.
Was he a gelding when he won it?
Let's just check this. I assume not, but... Well,
you can't run in the Ark as a gelding, but you can run in the Irish Champion Stakes as a gelding.
That would perhaps make more sense, but let's see if we find this out on the fly. Because I don't have that info to hand.
Welcome along to Research Corner on the Final Furlong Podcast.
Well,
I'm so unbelievably excited that I'm going to win this quiz.
Well, we've still got a few to go.
I'm a quizzy rascal.
But I do...
Oh, Jesus.
I do think that you have this wrapped up, though, Vanessa, because my page is quite blank between 21 and 30, and there's two guesses that are pathetic, basically. In fact, there's three guesses that are pathetic on my end.
I
think you're going to get this.
He was a 5-year-old full horse when he won the Champions
League. Why didn't they retire him?
I say he just wouldn't, like, he came up through the handicap ranks. His first win was off 75.
He's won a Group One. Send him off to some small stud firm.
By Adjgel, wasn't the sexy horse now by any stretch of the imagination.
Oh, hindsight's a great thing, but idiots, just retire him. Anyway, come on.
Ended up down in Dubai and then came back for Michael Roberts and won a few races over hurdles. Actually, sorry, one race over hurdles.
So they chopped him.
Yeah.
Wow. That's awful.
He might well have been infertile now because he had a couple of gaps. He was absent for 2 years at one stage. He was absent for 2 years and a year and a half at another stage.
They sorted out our good friend Star Spangled Banner. So
he could well have been infertile. But anyway.
Anyway, come on. Let's go on. 21.
21.
I've taken a real guess at this because of the clue you gave.
Well, you might be right, you know. We're now into hard questions, lads. And number 21, Nick Davis. Who is the only horse who has been a beaten favourite in all of the following races? The Champion Hurdle, the Champion Chase, the King George, and the Cheltenham Gold Cup.
I am prepared to look a complete fool with this answer, and I may very well. Here it is. Oh. Beulah.
Did you have a guess, Vanessa?
Oh, no.
My God, Kennedy got it right.
Yeah!
Kennedy got it right. Kennedy got it right.
You are joking.
Beulah.
Get in.
Sure.
Kennedy threw a wild, drunken haymaker from the hip, and it somehow landed.
And I keep saying it should be called the Beulah.
Oh, and Vanessa's wobbling. She's out on her feet.
Justice for Beulah.
She's got a lead of 0.5 with 9 questions to go.
Well,
she should have a full point lead. The quiz master was pushed over by Emmett and given a bloody half a point.
I should be given 0.5 there for one of my answers earlier on as well, which means we're level.
No, Vanessa had the same half answer that you had.
And what about
Japanese horse?
No, Vanessa got that one right. No, you're not getting 0.5 for Japanese horse. Neither of you are getting 0.5 for Robbie McNamara. So the margin is 0.5.
All right, come on. I think you're going to win, Vanessa, because I don't think I got any.
Agonizing. Number 22. this would be the biggest gobbing in years.
1.01 gubbed.
No offense, Vanessa. So number 22 from Nick Davis once again. Name the two fillies that start a favorite for the Derby. Neither of you will have got either of them, I assume.
Did you guess, Vanessa?
No,
I didn't have a clue.
The one that people I think would have got, if they got any at all, was Cape Verde in 1998. She was a high profile one.
Oh, she would have been, actually, yeah.
And a filly that I'm not familiar with called, I'm going to go with Noble Ari, 1975. Nick, you're a divil.
Cheers, Nick. Appreciate that.
So this is the one now that I think of the hard ones. A few people get this. Tom Ahern, what horse ran in all three of the novice hurdles at the Cheltenham Festival?
I'm so embarrassed because I saw this answer on Twitter the other day. I cannot think of
Vanessa?
It.
Vanessa?
I don't even have a guess, sorry.
My pronunciation, I'm going to go with Fillin. F-I-U-L-I-N.
Yeah. So I don't
Fillin. Fillin.
No, I didn't even write one down, Vanessa, but I saw it on twitter.com on the Final Furlong Podcast Twitter page and assumed Kevin Blake would not ask that question because the answer was there.
Yeah,
because he specifically said nobody answer and
yeah,
someone did.
And who came in? David Johnson time form. You should be ashamed of yourself.
David, and David's listening to this podcast right now.
Shame. Shame.
Shame, David. Shame. But you were right, David.
Shame. On your family and your friends.
We're going to Game of Thrones style shame you through Cheltenham Racecourse.
Yeah, have a look at that horse's form. He's a bit of a mad one. He was a good horse in the flat. Won a listed race in the flat and ended up running in all three novice hurdles at Cheltenham. And eventually won a novice hurdle about 2 years after he first ran and ended up winning a few point-to-points, blah, blah,
blah. The owners had a few nice day-outs, I suppose.
Yeah. How did he run in those novice? It doesn't really matter. Well, let's
come on, come on, come on. Get on with the next one.
So he was seventh in the Supreme Novice to Menorah.
Come on, get on with the next one.
No, we'll give the details. The file just to make sure everyone knows that.
That is...
Who?
That is...
What the...
That is the sound of Nick Luck calling us.
Oh, very good. Okay, we better kick on. So he was pulled up in Bob's Wurtz, Albert Bartlett, and then he finished down the field behind Simon Sigg in the... Ballymore, as we call it now. So we'll kick on. Number 24, Reese Williams. What horse was pulled up in an open point-to-point at Black Forest Lodge before winning at the Cheltenham Festival on his next run? Emmett?
Can I have that question again, please, caller?
What horse was pulled up in an open point-to-point at Black Forest Lodge before winning at the Cheltenham Festival on his very next start?
I'm guessing it is the Fox Hunter that the horse won.
Nope. And,
oh, it's not?
Nope.
So it must be the amateur riders race, and I don't know the answer.
No, you're just guessing terribly, Vanessa.
I should know that because Reese private messages me from time to time, and he should have told me.
Hey, private messages are private.
I'm sorry, he private messages you, does he? the old DMs.
Slipping into the old DMs, yeah.
It's Christmas time. Can we stay away from the innuendo, please?
We'll move on. We'll move on. The answer is Rivage d'Or, winner of the cross-country race.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I'm learning so much, you see. I love that.
It's a good question. Okay, so Vanessa's lead is still a punch-drunk half point.
She's got this. She's got this.
Okay, number 25, Dave Whittaker on Twitter. The Great Arkle won 3 Cheltenham Gold Cups. What horse also won the Gold Cup for the Duchess of Westminster?
I have no clue.
Vanessa?
No idea.
10 up in 1975.
Fair play.
There we go.
Oh, I guess we could have got that because you told us it was a race named after him. Shit.
No, that was a different one. That was Beulah.
That was Beulah.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, 26, Steve Williams on Twitter. What horse fell twice in the 1992 Cheltenham Gold Cup?
That's no. Impossible.
King's Fountain. He fell and then he fell loose. That clown.
He must have been a real useless jumper of a thing.
Yeah, well, wasn't on a going day that day. So number 27. Oh, this isn't... Oh, Kennedy's just... You've never seen a sicker man here in front of me, listeners.
I'm loving this.
The puke is welling up in his mouth.
This is the merriest Christmas I've ever had.
I don't think anybody needs that image. Go on.
No, there's two gettable ones left, one of which is number 27. Richard Finnegan on Twitter. Ruby Walsh has ridden 50 Cheltenham Festival winners. What was his last winner in a handicap chase at the meeting? Emmett?
Can I get a half point for Paul Nichols in the Grand Annual?
And if you're wrong, can I take half a point off you?
No.
No, you're not even close.
I'm not.
Not even close.
Oh, okay.
Vanessa?
No idea.
You're going to be annoyed. Emmett. Dundira.
Oh, in the William, handicap the William chase Hill. On day one.
The William Hill.
He won the Paestes.
A big punt, yeah.
Oh, it was in like the...
The William
fog.
Hill. Yeah.
Fog on...
Yeah, there you go. Big gamble. Balls. Tony Martin. So number 28, Rory DeLarghi.
I haven't got a clue about this one.
What horse went off favourite for the National Hunt Chase, a.k.a. the four-miler, then the very next year went off favourite for the Supreme Novices Hurdle?
I think he's made this up. I think this didn't happen. I think this is fantasy land stuff.
It's a difficult one to fact check, but I believe it's correct.
Go on.
Deep Gale.
Come on. I mean, how are Vanessa and I supposed to know that?
Back in 1986.
Ah, this is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, Kennedy, he's getting angry now. No, number 29. And there is half point potential here because there is two answers, Kennedy.
Okay.
Bill Fanning on Twitter. Can you name the two future champion jockeys Lester Pigott beat in his final winning ride in the UK by a short head and a short head?
Okay, I've taken... I'm hoping I've got at least one of them right, and I'm hoping if I've got one of them right, you're going to give me half
because
point.
I will give a half point for this, but don't answer yet, because these are two recently retired champion jockeys. That really narrows it down.
Okay, so my first guess is Seb Saunders.
That's correct!
Oh, yes! My second guess is Jimmy Fortune.
That's incorrect!
Damn it.
Vanessa? Vanessa? You've nothing.
Yeah.
We're level. Kennedy's upside. He's upside.
No, he's not. Yes, he's not.
By the this is going to be a hollow draw if now, this is a draw with your two Mickey Mouse half points.
Now, by the way, I've guessed the last one. And I'm pretty certain I'm wrong.
And Vanessa,
if Vanessa has it right, fair play.
Number 30, the last and final question.
It's all on this one, Vanessa.
We're coming down to the last 10 seconds. The round is even.
Good luck, Vanessa.
What was the last horse to win a Grade One?
Hang on a second. What did she say? I just said, good luck, Vanessa. What was your response?
Screw you. Why are you taking this away from me when you know it's all I've got at Christmas time?
We're level, Vanessa.
I'm not spending Christmas with my mum because she doesn't want me. My dad doesn't want me. I've had a lonely Christmas all on my own. All I had.
When did this become the Jeremy Kyle show? You're more than welcome to fly to Kilkenny and be here if you want.
Come on, let's get this done.
All right, come on.
Let's get to the final bell.
Here we go, baby.
What
come
was
on.
The last horse? And I'm going to frame the question a small bit differently here, just for clarity's sake. What was the last horse to win a Grade One bumper, an open Grade One hurdle, and an open Grade One chase during their career?
Okay, I'm wrong, but I have a guess. But we'll give the answer first to the lady.
I have no guesses.
Oh, man, if you get this.
Okay, well, I there's no way I got this right. But I just... I think I wrote this down because we were both watching that Ladbrokes ad, which is terrible, on poor old Roger Loughran. I said Central House, but that's obviously wrong.
You're wrong. Yeah. You're wrong. We have a meaningless draw.
Okay.
The answer is... Like a Butterfly.
Oh, no!
I was going to give a clue. It's a mare, but that would have given it away. That would have given it away. Yeah, what a mare she was.
She was brilliant.
Can I just point out that I won?
No, well, you did. What are you talking about?
Now, to be fair,
I had 10 full answers. Yeah,
excuse me. May I point out something here? This is a desperate attempt on Vanessa Ryle's part to try and claim victory. The problem is that the quizmaster kept an eye on the scores and gave the scores, and we drew level. So we end level.
Well, to be fair, the quizmaster also said at the very beginning, we're not giving half points.
Yeah, and then you relented, and you gave Vanessa half a point as well. So you can't do that. So we have ended in a tie.
This is controversial now.
But the problem is, we've ended in a tie and we're still on a pathetic score. The question is, I'm guarantee you, Adam Webb right now has got like 30 for 30. He's ESPNing this.
Google King.
I guarantee he got 30 for 30. Meanwhile, Vanessa and I are there putting up with a pretty average score.
No, I think if you got somewhere between 15 and 20, I think you've done very well.
How many did we get right?
10?
Oh my god.
Yeah, I think 15 and 20 now would be a proper score. That would be... There won't be many people that got more than 20. I can't imagine. Even your DeLarghi's and what have you.
Is 10 a pass?
10, technically no. But
is 10 a pass?
No, it's a C.
What's a pass nowadays? Is 40% a pass?
No, 50%.
Your percentages aren't very good, Vanessa.
Vanessa, we'd have to have got 15 if it was the case.
10.
It's 30 questions.
That's what I mean. 10 out of 30
is not 50%.
No, but that's what I'm saying. We haven't passed.
Oh, you haven't? Yes. No, you haven't passed. Yeah.
He's saying, have we passed? And I'm saying no.
But Kevin, did we pass?
No.
Get out of my house. Right. That's it. We've failed miserably.
Yeah, send us in your make-believe claims to answers again.
Yeah.
You know, so we can slag you.
Listen, if you did well, look, and here's the thing. Like, nobody likes an aftertimer. But if you've done well on this, we want to hear from you. We want you to tweet us. If you hated these questions, we really want you to tweet us because Kevin Blake wants to taste your tears.
Gather your tears in a little bottle and send them to me.
He wants them. He will take your hate. And he will just go onto the treadmill and it will make him even stronger. He'll get Siri to read out all the nasty, hate-filled messages and he'll just feel even better.
I understand why Kevin enjoys being the hated one of the podcast, but then is the one that is so needy and desperate, he cries if we don't get 5-star reviews.
It's all about the business side of the business.
Vanessa, I'm proud that you and I are level. I'm proud. I think we did respectably
well.
That
is desperation.
I am. I'm anywhere where I'm with you, Emmett, I'm happy.
So am I.
You've been robbed, Vanessa.
On this season of goodwill, I'm very happy to be alongside you.
You've been robbed.
Right, that's
I'm literally just about to tweet that I won the final Furlong podcast quiz, okay?
You can't. Yeah, you'll have to say that you tied for first place with me.
Well, if it was such a case that, you know,
we're only winning because nobody else is taking part yet.
If there was such a case that we had to have a winner and there was a countback system, Vanessa would clearly win.
Ah, you're talking absolute nonsense. Right, that's it. Vanessa Ryle and myself got a pathetic 10, but we will both gladly sit alongside each other in the winner's enclosure for now. You've probably done better than us, and if you did, well done. Either way, I hope you've had fun. I hope you've enjoyed. Why is Kevin getting all excited? What's going on?
Oh, nothing. No, I thought I missed a race I wanted to see, but no.
So anyway, Nick Luck is on the line waiting to come on and do the festive preview, which I'm sure you've heard already. If you haven't heard our interview with Joseph O'Brien, which I did from Matchbook, it's essential listening. He's a class act. Kevin and Vanessa said very kind things earlier on, but Joseph himself is an absolute legend. You get a little bit more of an insight into what he likes to do off the track, as well as what his training regime is like for the horses at that very famous yard, Owning Hill, which has got a legendary gallop. And we talk about that as well. So look, it's a good interview. If you haven't heard it yet, you can get it at insights.matchbook.com or on your favorite podcast app. Vanessa Ryle is off to go socialize, living
I'm
the high life.
London on biggest night out of the year.
Nice. Nice. All right. Well, listen, you enjoy that. We are off to record our Christmas preview with Nick Luck and Roy DeLargy. Hopefully, by the time you've listened to this, you will already have had loads of winners from the lads. And that is it from Kevin Blake.
Good luck.
From Vanessa Ryle.
See you later, guys.
And from me, Emma Kennedy. Thank you so much for listening to the Final Furlong podcast. Thanks for sharing your Christmas with us. Hopefully, you've had a good one. And we will talk to you again in the new year. We've got a special guest lined up. So I hope he comes on the show now and doesn't pull out for our New Year's festive review and looking ahead to the new year as well. So we will talk to you in 2018. Thanks for listening. Have a great one. Happy New Year. God bless.
Have you downloaded the free At The Races app yet? With easy-to-use race cards and form, expert daily tips, plus video replays and in-app betting, it's the app that no racing fan's phone should be without. Available for free on your iPhone or Android mobile, visit attheraces.com/app for more details.